Yeah, right? You buy a sweater for your sister, you're thinking, ooh, I like this sweater too, and then you buy one. In fact, Gallup did a survey and said that this holiday season, many people are going to be shopping for themselves as they shop for other people. It's no problem treating yourself, but if you're busting your budget, you want to control that. And then there's the bargain hunter. They live for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. It's like the Super Bowl to them. They're the ones who would be willing to get up at 2 and 3 in the morning when the stores were doing that to stand in line to snab that bargain. But if you've not really watched prices during the year, you may not actually be getting a bargain, and you could be losing sleep in the meantime as well.
What's more precious than that, right?
That's right. And then the last minute maven, this is a person who's the procrastinator. And that can mean that you make poor buying decisions because you're feeling rushed and you're standing in a long line and you're next to stuff that they want you to buy, because a lot of the stores have items in the checkout line. And so you're just grabbing stuff, and next thing you know, you've overspent. And the last person is the early bird. These people, what they're listening to this, they've already finished their holiday shopping.
They're like, what? You all are behind. What are you doing?
They're like, I don't know why y'all in that mess. My sister's like that. She, by November 1, she's done. She's like, I'm done.
Wow.
I'm not going to be in the stores. And that actually is a good thing, because it'll help you save money. Because if you're an early bird shopper, you probably have a budget. You've planned it out. You've bought your stuff throughout the year. When you're an early bird shopper, you can cash flow your spending so that, say, maybe you've got a little bit more money in June, so you do some of your shopping, but then July things are a little tight, and in August it's a little bit better, and so you end up not putting things on a credit card because you have watched your income coming in, and you know, okay, this month I have a little bit extra so that I can buy gifts for folks.
And what about those buy now, pay later opportunities? I see those online ads pop up often if I'm going to buy a shirt. They're like, oh, do you just want to pay for this in installments? Is that a bad idea?
I think you need to be extremely careful with that, you know, buy now, pay later, because a lot of those items are things, if you have to take 4 payments to buy a sweater or even a TV, that says to me that you've got some financial issues going on. And so you need to be really careful. Now, if you're expecting a bonus check or something like that, and you're like, you know, it's going to come in, then maybe okay. But please be very careful about that, because, again, if you need to stretch out the payments, that's a sign for you to look at your budget and see if you really can afford to buy whatever for those 4 or 5 extra payments.